He is amazing on a motorbike. He's no good when he tries to flip a ute, though. I haven't seen him for a while since he blitzed the celebrity car race in the Fiat 500s many moons ago. Robbie Madison, great to chat, mate.
So, how are you doing, brother? Long lost brother.
Yeah, mate. It's been... What a week we had.
I know. It was awesome. I actually talk about it all the time, but some of the best stories I have.
Yeah, well...
keep them to yourself, Robbie.
I'm glad you were there because we got to know each other, but you were far too good for everyone.
Oh, mate, in your own lunchbox.
He got himself in trouble after the last race because he won the thing, right? And then he started doing burnouts in the Fiat 500s.
Can they do burnouts?
And they called him in, and it was very funny, mate. What's coming up for you?
Yeah. We're here at the Ozex Open. I just got to Sydney and just excited to be in front of the crowd. I'm carrying a bunch of injuries. I've got surgery due at the end of the month. But, I just want to ride in Sydney. So I told the promoter, I said, there's nothing special that's going to come out of me, but I just want to be out there with the boys. Like, there's a couple of young boys riding that the younger generation of the freestyle motocross are doing double backflips and front flips and definitely going to show me up, but it's just going to be fun to be out there and ride with them.
That's going to be at Sydney's Darling Harbour, mate, November 24 to 26. You blokes are all mad. Cool. And when you were down here about 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, they had that ramp set up with the Opera House, the bridge and the backdrop. It was beautiful, but you were unable to jump because of your injuries.
Yeah, so there's two events I'm doing this weekend. We're at the Kudos Arena here in Homebush Bay.
Yep.
And then in 2 weeks' time, I'll be down there at Cockle Bay for the Motorcycle Expo, riding the bike on the water. But, the boys rode down there in Darling Harbour and John Frontman. And I was too hurt to ride. But my son rode, Cruz, which is awesome. And he's going to be riding this Saturday night here at Kudos Bank Arena in the KTM Challenge. And Saturday night show's sold out, but Sunday... There's still tickets up for grabs, and there's $500,000 to be won for someone in the crowd. All you have to do is pick the top 12 place getters in the right order of the open class.
Oh, is that all?
And you have to be holding a ticket. But yeah, but the good thing is it's on Fox on Saturday, so you can watch Saturday night, see how the finish is, and it pretty much gives you the tips on what it's going to be like the second night. So the chances are higher on Sunday, and I hope someone wins it. It's going to be cool to see someone. There's $500,000 each night. I doubt anyone's going to win the million, but it'd be nice to see someone get a cool 500.
Now, Robbie, didn't you recently lose your bike midair?
Mate, I do it all the time. It's part of. That was 2 weeks ago. I came back from the US, and I've been riding the US ramps for a long time. They have a different geometry than the Aussie ramps, and then I had different suspension. I had different ignition. And I also had, there's another variable. Oh, I had different gearing and all those different variables, which I'm professional enough to know that I shouldn't have done that. But I was just trying to, I thought, oh, I should be right. I'm not doing anything too crazy. It's not going to be that important. And it was. It's always the little things in life that bring you unstuck. And I just had another harsh reminder of that rule.
Yeah.
But you're free, I didn't break myself too bad, but I've seriously. Yeah,
you free fell from how far?
Oh, about 35 feet high, and I went 75 feet in the air, so it's in metres, it was like, what's it in metres, 23 metres.
Yeah, bugger that.
And I went 23 metres in distance, and I fell about 10 metres from height and landed straight on my back and compressed my spine. And I didn't try to fight it. I just gave in and let the ground take me, and then I lay there for about 5 minutes, and I got feeling back in my legs, and then I realised I was okay, but there was something drastically wrong in my back, and I flew back to the US 2 days later and had cortisone injected in my spine to try and knock out the pain, but it's just been, I'm still like an old, I look like a 90-year-old man getting around for the first couple of hours of the day.
Yeah, well, mate, you got to one day take it easy.
Mm. Yeah, but...
one day, mate.
Yeah. One day.
Off the radio job.
Now, do you think trying to flip your ute was a smart move many years ago?
I did at the time, but that was when I broke my... C2 vertebrae in my neck, and it was one of those days. Another reminder what not to do. My life's been full of them.
Robbie, it's terrific to chat. We urge everyone to get involved in the event this weekend. That's at the Kudos Bank Arena. Then we look forward to you as well. coming back down under November 24 and 26 as well. So it's all happening.
Yeah, I'm stoked to be back in Oz and just really looking forward to meeting all the fans that are out there. I have my book with me that's just released. It's a kid's book, so wherever I'm at, I'm going to have the book. I'm going to be signing it, so if people want a copy of it, come and say g'day to me and get yourself a copy of the book. It's one for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It'd be a great read. Great to chat, Robbie. Take care.
Thanks, TK. Thanks, Flats.